Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you met someone who sets you back on your heels. Goody, goody. You met someone, and now you know how it feels.
It's 12:34 midday with Jamie and Wicket. Joel Nichols is in for Mike Wicket, and the reason you can tell is because we're playing this. Frank Sinatra?
Absolutely.
Okay.
See?
I feel like yesterday where we did Theme Song Thursday, and I got three in the course of 4 hours, maybe four. But at least this is educating to me. Things that are useful.
You know, I would never tell anybody you have to like Sinatra or Bing Crosby or even Bob Dylan, or you don't need to like them. I like them, but you don't need to. But it helps you enjoy what you enjoy today if you have some knowledge of them. Because I think you will appreciate Justin Timberlake, for example, more if you have some passing knowledge of Sinatra and that kind of style of music. And certainly with Bublé, you would appreciate that if you have some passing knowledge of it. And, you know, you wanted to be upbeat and fun, goody-goody by Sinatra. What's more fun than that?
I feel like I owe people a little bit.
That's a fun one. A
little bit upbeat. Yeah. I'm a Harry Connick Jr. fan. And because I love, I think he plays the piano.
Yes,
I love the piano. I absolutely love it. It's why I like Billy Joel, because I love anything on the piano. And that sounds reminiscent of a little bit of Frank
Absolutely.
Sinatra, some of that style of music.
And I mean, and you know, Harry Connick Jr. was a progression of that American songbook from, you know, Sinatra on to Bublé and beyond.
I should see the original Ocean's 11. I never have. That is a very, very good idea. Yeah. I have seen the remake, because who doesn't love a little George Clooney and Brad Pitt, but I have never seen the original. Perhaps that is something.
It would certainly introduce you to the group known as the Rat Pack. Yeah.
How far into the Rat Pack life was the movie? You know what I mean? How far into them being a thing was the movie?
The movie, they had been the Rat Pack for probably 4 or 5 years when they got together and made this movie.
Okay.
Then they made another one called Robin and the Seven Hoods, which is an awful lot of fun too, where they all kind of got together and did another movie together. So, but I think Ocean's 11 is a good, it's in Las Vegas, it's Vegas of the early 60s, it's Sinatra and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and Peter Sellers and Joey Bishop.
Huh, I will put that on my list. Who needs Netflix when I've got the oldies that I can go?
Got oldies. Absolutely.
I can go and check out. Okay, so switching gears here for a bit. There's a story out of Eater.com this morning, and we're not going to get too far into the person that they wrote the story about, but it's something that this chef said that got us talking this morning. So there is a chef named Kwame Onwuachi, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. The important thing to know about him, that the reason I know him, he's a chef based in Washington, D.C. He is young and has written his first, written a memoir at the age of 29. The reason I know him is because he competed on Top Chef on Bravo and did very, very well on that show. And that was several years ago. I think that was 2016. So he was in his mid-20s at that point and really outshined a lot of other chefs that had been in the business, you know, longer than he's been alive. So he writes a memoir at the age of 29. And Eater.com did an interview with him about the book that he wrote. And he is black and he writes a lot in the book about the difference between white chefs and black chefs and how they're treated. That's not important to me. But they asked him a question about a theme of his book that I think is interesting for us to get into a little bit and for you based on what you do for a living and what you think about this statement. So the interviewer asks him, one major theme that you really wrestle with in the book is the meaning of paying dues. In his first chapter, he writes, "More infuriating is the question about to whom I should have been paying dues. It seems like the only ones keeping track are the white guys with tall hats. And how did those guys get into the club? By paying dues to older white guys with even taller hats." He's gotten criticism because he opened his first restaurant at the age, I think he was 25 or 26. It was opening at the time that he did Top Chef. And yes, so he competed in Top Chef season 13, finishing in the final six. That was while the restaurant was under construction. The restaurant closed only 3 months after opening. And the thing that a lot of people said to him was, well, see, you were too young. You didn't know what you were doing. You should have paid your dues first. And sorry, I'm a geek about food TV, but that's something that comes up in the lot in the chef world, I guess, is that you're supposed to like start off chopping onions 5 days a week, 40 hours a week. And then they move you. There are a lot of ranks in the world of restaurants and you're supposed to pay your dues. And he gets into this whole thing about how that is complete crap, that you shouldn't have to pay dues, that you do things when you're ready, not when someone else decides you have done enough of the grunt work right. to have earned a higher place. And he says, you know, the reason that those people think that is because they had to pay dues and therefore you should also. And we've got three people here that are at slightly different phases of our career here. And Wicket and I have joked before that we both paid our dues, that a lot of people think that they can just come in and we get a lot of young people in this business that think at 25, they can just walk in and be a talk show host. And I said, oh my gosh, not that I needed to pay my dues, but I could not have done this job at 30. I think I needed the life experience, not necessarily the paying of the dues. But you also do, I think, respect the jobs of those, not in the jobs that are under yours, but the jobs that are on the way to yours. You respect the work that they do more because right. you had to do it. You right. understand it's easier for you to tell other people what needs to be done because you had to do it.
And Chris, you made a great point, which was there's a difference.
There's a difference between have you can have all the information and intelligence of the world, but it's useless if you don't have any wisdom.
And I'm going to say maturity is a part of that also, that sometimes it's just a sense of judgment sometimes, but I think some of that comes with time. So I don't know. We work in kind of a weird business, but I'm curious about that idea of whether you feel like people in whatever you do for a living have to pay dues. If there's that idea out there, again, this is talking about, you know, the restaurant business, but he says people should do things when they're ready and don't hold young people back by telling them, no, you have to pay your dues first. You know, no, if encourage them to go out and do big things and don't make them feel like they've got to, you know, work their way up from the mailroom, so to speak. Right. I only know, you know, broadcasting and I know teaching and I know something about the restaurant business, but I don't know other industries to know if it's like that. But Joel, you're in a different phase of your illustrious career here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I've found interesting over the years is that there was a period of time where I don't know if it's still true, but there was a period of time a few years ago when new people coming in were flabbergasted into broadcasting, were flabbergasted that they might have to work weekends. Mm-hmm. They would have to work a holiday. They would have to, and I was thinking to myself, wow, I know it's true in radio too. In television, you could have 30 years under your belt. You're still going to work Christmas.
Right.
You're going to work Thanksgiving.
Because somebody has to.
Yep. And so I was kind of surprised by the people that were new coming in who were not the least bit shy about going to the boss and saying, no way, I'm not going to work that. I'm thinking, wow, I would not have had the either nerve or whatever it is you need to have to do that. And so that kind of surprised me a little bit. And I had a student once who was already working part-time at a local television station, had a great broadcast voice for whatever that used to be worth. And he said that he had quit because he was making more money at a restaurant where he worked as a waiter.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but you're interested in broadcasting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I was making more money. Well, at his stage of his life where he had no family,
mm-hmm.
I would have suggested stick with the lower pay in the field.
Yeah.
And that was not his mindset. But, you don't want to come out curmudgeonly and sound bitter or upset about things, but I think there's something to be gained by what you said, moving through the ranks a little bit, understanding what other people do around you.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you better at your own job. And I think, you know, it is wisdom, as Chris said, and it's maturity, as you said. I don't think they should be discounted. Having said that, if you're a young person in your 20s, and you can write the most amazing novel in the world, you should write the most amazing novel in the world.
Yeah, because on the other side of that, there is have an understanding of your talent and an appreciation right. for your own value.
Right.
But also recognize you have things to learn.
Well, the older I get, the only thing I know for sure as I get older is what little I know.
Yeah, yeah. But it's funny that having paid your dues or whatever that is, I mean, in this business, that means, you know, I think my first shifts were Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. in college, not going out. That was back when we had part-time news people all the time on the weekends, and we just don't do that as much. It makes you have more of an appreciation when you finally make it a little bit, you know, because you worked your way up through, and I think it makes you, you know, more respectful than of the people still working their way up, because you and you appreciate where you don't take for granted where you have made it to.
I will tell you that on the other end of this equation, I think that there is also a point at which, if you've been around a long time or you're a little older, you're discounted again.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Because you get to a point where people are like, yeah, well, we don't really do it that way anymore. And, oh, you did that story. We don't really care that you did that story. We're going to go do that story. Or, you know, I think you can start to feel at the other end of your career life or your job life that you're not valued or given any credit for whatever experience you may have, that it is discounted in favor of the idea that, oh, no, we want a younger thing, we want this. So I think that you can find on both ends of that scale a sense of being discounted.
Interesting. Yeah. And the other thing, I can't remember how we ended this conversation this morning exactly, but you said younger people need to respect older people. And on the other side, respect the experience. And on the younger side, it was, well, also have an appreciation that we bring something else to the table as well.
Yeah, I think both ends have a case to be made, and both ends can sometimes feel bitter about where they're at.
Everybody can a little bit, I think, because everybody thinks they should be doing better than they are. Everybody thinks they should be making more money than they are. Everyone thinks they work too hard for the money they make. I mean, find me a person, unless you've really made it, most people generally think they deserve more money than they're getting for the job that they do. That's not a unique point of view.
But I do think that what you and Chris both said, though, is really, really true, which is that you cannot discount that wisdom is different than knowledge, and maturity and experience is a great thing to add into the equation.
Anyway, I might read the book. This might be an interesting, I don't know, autobiography-wise, what he's got at 29. I'm curious to know how thick this autobiography
is. It'll be interesting to see what he deems important in there.
So the other thing about him that he had kind of a fiery personality on Top Chef a little bit. And to make it to Top 6, I think they start with 16 or 18 maybe on Top Chef. They had an episode where you're supposed to cook something, cook the thing that inspired you to get into cooking and draw to your childhood. And he did not have a good childhood. His dad left him and he got into drugs and everything. And that was a really difficult episode for him because he said the thing that inspired me to cook was not a good thing. And so he might have some good stories about, you know, what that was like and what inspired him to cook. And he's already had a restaurant fail and he's working on another one. And he's actually become, interestingly, I think the thing that got him kicked off Top Chef, and I apologize that I have so much knowledge about this, is that he had a failed restaurant concept. And if I'm not mistaken, it was chicken and waffles. And he bought frozen waffles and they really criticized that. Now he is successful with a chicken and waffle concept. And so he perfected the thing that he failed on the show. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.